Welcome everybody, Shir number 1136, getting back to our Hilchos Brachos. Okay, of course we're in the middle of the Halachas of Shinoi Mokoim. Right, so we've been talking about the various, if somebody, Hiniach Miksas Chaverim, somebody leaves over some of their friends, even one of their friends that they were eating together with. And we spoke about, just to review again, Rabadna gave a very nice example. A couple of friends went out to eat in an ice cream parlor, let's say some ice cream sundae, he calls it, whatever the case is. And again, it's shahakol. We're not dealing with mazonos or hamaitzi. It's shahakol over there. The same thing will be with fruits or whatever. And one of the participants, you know, had to run out, and they came back in a short period of time. Even a little longer period of time, but as long as the other friend was still, or friends, wherever they were still eating, so then that would be, they were still in the middle of the thing that they started with, which is the ice cream sundae and so on, then they would not need a new bracha. It continues on. In other words, the connection is still there, even though it is whether a shahakol who eats or a huadama. Now, he brings out over there, does Rabbana, interesting that, which also we spoke about, but let's say somebody went out to eat some ice cream, right, for example, which is, again, shahakol. We're not talking about the mazonos, if it's a cone or whatever, that's a separate issue. But we're talking about just some eating ice cream in a, you know, in an ice cream parlor, whatever the case is, and then, or they're sitting at home and eating ice cream and whatever the case is, but some friends joined him. In other words, right, he's eating this ice cream, just an example, or he's eating the fruits, and a couple of friends came by. Oh, Yankel, how are you? I haven't seen you in so long. They sat down next to you and they started schmoozing, right? You're schmoozing for a while as you're eating the ice cream, as you're eating the fruits, right? You're all schmoozing together, two or three friends, haven't seen you in a while. How's everything? How's it going? Baruch Hashem. But they did not eat, right? They did not participate in what you were eating, whether it's a, like we said, you know, the ice cream or the fruits or whatever, shahakola etzu hadama, they did not take place. They just, you were all sitting together. You happened to be the one who was eating, right? And the other ones did not. Now, what happened was, let's say you had the person eating the food itself had to run out for a couple of minutes, but when they came back, the friends were still there, but the friends were never eating. They were never part of the eating session per se. It was only, let's say, that one person who ran out, right? So that would not help. So Rabban explains that would not help. The fact that really you're all a chabura, you're all sort of like one, you're all sitting there bekvias, in other words, you're friends and you're schmoozing and you're all, but since they never took part in the eating session at all, so then there was nothing to say that, you know, well, you left over your friends in the middle of the eating. There was nothing there. They never sat down to eat. So therefore what comes out when you come back, when that person who was eating that went out and he was the only one, this person was the only one eating. Now they come back, even though their friends are still there who they were schmoozing with before when they left, it would not help them in that case, and they would staka have to make a new bracha, whether it's a shahakol, right, in conjunction with how long they went out, which we've been talking about, shahakol ha'etz or a huadama. Obviously, if it's a hamotzi or a mazonos, right, or even shimus aminim in those cases, but hamotzi mazonos for sure, one would not remake the bracha because over there, obviously, you don't need friends to be left over. There's no, the Shina Mokim concept does not apply, and therefore no new bracha is needed. In other words, the connection is still there. But if it's just friends schmoozing and they're not eating, so then one would have to, in fact, remake the bracha if the situation calls for it. And the fact that the friends were still there when he came back would not help. The same thing would apply if, again, you know, you don't have friends over there, which is even a worse case, but you have to run out and you'll just tell, somebody in the family or one of your friends that happened to have been over there anyways, do me a favor, just sit by the table or a couple of friends. Just do me a favor, sit by the table and just wait over here till I come back. Like this, I won't have to remake a bracha when I come back. The answer is no. It's not going to help you. It's the same type of thing. It has to be part of a eating session that was going on. So again, let's just finish up today's shir. Whether it's you were eating and a couple of friends came to join you just to schmooze like this, but they never took part of the eating session, or if somebody was eating by themselves and they wanted to run out, right, with this shahakol who ate or hadoma. They wanted to run out, and they just called over a friend, called over a family member, and you told them, you know, just sit by the table till I come back. Like I said, I don't have to remake a bracha. That would not help as long as they are not part of the eating session. When one comes back, if it's a real shinei mokim, they would have to remake the bracha if it's a shahakol or adama or ha'etz. Again, on the flip side, as we've been talking about, if you're all sitting down together, even two people sitting down together, right, to eat, and one of the parties go out, right, and they come back, and the other person or the other persons or whatever it is still eating, even one of them, part of the eating session is still going on with the same people that, and you sat down as a kavias, not separately. I happen to sit on this end of the table and some stranger sitting on the other end of the table. That's not what we're talking about. That's not going to help. We'll talk about that also. But you sat down as friends and they're still involved in the eating session, then you would not have to remake the bracha. Thank you for listening. Asalachim Baruch Hu. Kol Tuv.